I gotta wait for the L. I have to. It's Wendy Snyder here. Steve Bertrand. Bill is off this week, and we are honored to have in the studio a former Chicago Blackhawks great, Jamal Mayers. I wanted to time it with the L. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Nice to be up here.
I'm glad you came up here. Usually we're in the Allstate Showcase studio, but they're decorating it. Tree Time, Tree Creations are putting Santa Claus in there and Christmas trees and the festive holiday spirit. But I am wearing, do I have to say sweater? This isn't.
You do.
I really do.
You do have to say sweater. I apologize.
All right. It's Duncan Keith. I was telling Jamal off the air that I'm a little bit of a newfound Blackhawks fan. You told me it's a perfect time.
It is a perfect time. Are you kidding me? Three cups in 6 years and hitting these guys right in their prime, the core of the team. And it's a fun team to watch. They score a lot of goals. They're exciting. The atmosphere at the United Center, there's nothing better.
I am loving, I just don't even know where to start. I used to make fun of sports radio where people would call in and they had stupid nicknames because they would talk sports. I am becoming a rabid Blackhawks fan, so I want to talk sports with you. I want to talk about Duncan Keith coming back. That is the sweater in which I'm wearing. Here was the thing. Maybe after Cup 2, I kind of was jumping on a little bit and now rabid Blackhawks fan. Do you have a ring, don't you?
I sure do. I don't have it with me now, but yeah, we won in 2013. It only took me 17 years to get there, but it was worth the wait.
It isn't how long it takes you to get there. It's getting there, right?
There's no question. It was an unbelievable feeling, a memory of a lifetime, and certainly be indebted to and never forget that group that we had.
And, you know, you always hear about the Blackhawks organization, as Coach Q would say, and it's true. It just seems like it's just a bunch of great guys, and so I couldn't decide which sweater to get. That was my big decision. And I love Patrick Kane. I love the way he handles the stick, the puck. He's amazing. Jonathan Toews, of course, Captain Serious, who's not so serious anymore.
No,
he's Captain
not.
Angry.
He's not. He's, I've known Johnny a long time, but we played in the World Championships together in 2007 when he was contemplating whether or not to leave school. So, yeah, I think that's really not a fair moniker anymore. He's more fun to be around than you think, and
he's just intense.
He is, and
that's good.
Absolutely,
he's the captain.
But he's a fun guy to be around too. So.
He sure looks like it, and so I couldn't decide whose jersey to get. We were talking to Doc Emrick, Mike Emrick, and I said, "I just don't know. What do you suggest?" And he suggested Duncan Keith. I mean, seeing him come back Saturday night, the whole team looked different to me.
Great choice. I mean, you think about it. The night before, they played in St. Louis. Dunks led all skaters playing 27 minutes. I believe that's after almost missing an entire month. Comes back and skates for 5 days and is able to do that. Just a true testament to his fitness level, but also his ability to play the game at such a high level. To just jump in like that is remarkable. And again, on back-to-back nights against Calgary, had another great game. He never ceases to amaze. Think about it, guys. You don't think guys are trying to hit him every single game? He finds a way to elude forecheckers and make the right play at the right time.
I was worried about his injury. I thought he was coming back a little too soon, which, you know, I know it's been brought up where his injury was, but I don't want to reveal. But I'm surprised they weren't going for him there.
Yeah, you know, I think you have to catch him first. So
yeah, exactly.
They're having trouble doing that, but you know, give him credit, and you're right. The team looked a lot different with him and Roosevelt back there. It makes such a huge difference, particularly because the Hawks like to play that puck possession type of game. So I thought they did a fantastic job of coming out of their zone cleanly, and no disrespect to the youngsters that were filling in for them, but you certainly noticed them when they came back in the lineup.
Is that because they feel maybe more confident? More secure because their teammate Duncan Keith is back in action?
It's part of that, but it's also their ability to make those plays to exit the zone and for Dunks to find, to elude forecheckers. A lot of times in today's game, forecheckers take the wall, the half wall along the boards away. They take the boards away underneath, and they've got a guy on top. The only way to exit the zone without confusing people is to use the front of the net. Now, to make that pass, is very tricky and very risky, but you have to do it. And guys like Dunks and guys that are veteran seasoned defensemen are able to do that with ease, and that allows the Hawks to play that you know, that attack game, that puck possession game that they like to do.
And Nicholas Hjalmarsson getting bashed around into the boards a lot, and Siebes had how many stitches did he end up with when the puck hit? You saw his helmet go up a little bit, and he got nailed.
Yeah, it's not too often that you see him go down, that's for sure. But yeah, I'm not sure how many stitches. It looked pretty nasty. I certainly don't miss that part.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
You don't have any scars on your face,
do
you? Oh,
yeah. It must be good lighting in here.
I don't see any at all. I really don't. And so I decided on the Duncan Keith sweater, and my husband went with Marian Hossa.
Two great choices. Hossa is arguably one of the best two-way forwards in the game. For me, he should be up there for the Selke every year. I don't know why he doesn't get mentioned for that. But I think he should, and you watch him back check the way he's, how strong he is. He hasn't slowed down one bit. I get frustrated. People are saying, oh, he's 36. Can he keep doing this? He's only 36. I played till he's 38. He's in fantastic shape, always in the top three or five in fitness, if not higher, every single season. And he's off to a great start. He hasn't scored as many goals, I'm sure, as he would like, but
oh, the floodgates are open.
I think so too.
I really do. He's so, the whole team is amazing to watch, and now the Circus Road Trip is happening, and it's, to me, just watching them play and what the Blackhawks do off the court with various organizations is just such a feel good for everything. But you have this team together for what, 2 weeks, the Circus Road Trip?
Yes, yeah, they'll be gone for a few weeks, obviously, and you know, it's a time for, I think it's 6-game road trip, so it's a long trip. It's the longest trip of the year. It's a time for the guys to get together and bond.
It is a bonding experience. It's almost like spring break, but with heavy duty working as well.
That's right. So they'll certainly have some time to have some fun, but you know, they certainly left before the road trip after two great wins, a real tough win in St. Louis, another great performance, arguably their two best games back to back. And against Calgary. So they're feeling good about their game. And I'm sure Joel's happy the way the team's playing right now. They just want to keep that momentum going.
Okay, and a special game tonight. This is going to be the last game for the Hawks in Edmonton.
That's right. The Rexall Center, they're going to build a new building finally. And, you know, it'll be interesting. I think that, you know, I've seen the renderings of the new building. It's going to be pretty special. And I'm sure the guys will want to play extremely well. They're obviously without Connor McDavid, the number one pick from last year, suffered a broken clavicle, so huge loss for them. I think they've lost four of their last five games, so Edmonton's kind of reeling and struggling right now, but they play an up-tempo style. I know they're well coached with Todd McClellan. I played for him in San Jose, so they'll play a very structured game, much better than they had in the past defensively. And they're always dangerous. They've always played the Hawks extremely well.
All right, so Patrick Kane back and better than ever. He shines like a diamond on the ice now. He was doing very well before his clavicle injury, and now he's right back up there again, isn't he?
He is, leading the league in scoring. He's on fire. I think he's got a goal in seven straight games. You know, only three away from, I think, Bobby Hull's record of 10. So he's off to a fantastic start. I think the chemistry that their line has had with Panarin
and Anisimov, oh my God, it's like
so
magic.
Fun to watch. It's been pretty crazy. So a lot of these young guys that get billed as you know, coming in and playing great, they kind of never really live up to it. But I have to say, Panarin certainly exceeded everyone's expectations.
We're talking with Jamal Mayers, who is a former Blackhawk great, and I watch you in between periods all the time. We're going to talk about this amazing One Goal Three, this book. You have contributed to it. I got to tell you, well, you know what? Let's take a quick break and we'll come back. But if anybody's thinking about the perfect gift for a Blackhawks fan, oh my God, is this it?
There's some great stories in there. There's some great giveaways, some pop-ups, unbelievable pictures. It really is a truly amazing book.
Let's talk about that in just a second. It's Wendy Snyder. It's Steve Bertrand at 720 WGN. We are talking to Blackhawks great. I'm not even going to say former anymore. It's Jamal Mayers in the studio with us. And this book, One Goal Three, is one of the most amazing books. And if you know a Blackhawks fan, and I'm sure you do, Jamal, I highly recommend this as a great Christmas gift. It's better than Where's Waldo? It's almost like an adult pop-up book. There are so many little surprises, which we don't want to give away, but I don't know. Can you talk about some of them?
Yeah, I mean, if you go through the book, there's unbelievable moments and pictures in there. There's an unreal DVD, I believe, of back scene, behind the scene events after the Hawks just won their championship on home ice. And so a real unique book, takes you through the journey of the entire playoff run. And pictures tell a thousand words. They certainly do. And this book, it's a great example of that.
It is, and you talk about a coffee table book. This is one you should be proud to have on your coffee table. And if you don't have a coffee table, just leave it on the couch. I think that would be a good place to put it. And you've contributed to this, and your contribution to this book involves Captain Jonathan Toews.
Yeah, I just told a story how, you know, Jonathan and I met in 2007. He was still in college. We played in the World Championships together, ended up winning the World Championship for Team Canada. He was the only college player there and started the tournament out on the fourth line, ended up being one of our better forwards for the tournament with all NHL players. And he was contemplating whether or not to go back to school. And, you know, I told him there's nothing else to do in school. He was ready for the NHL and certainly proved everyone right in that respect. And you know, I touch on some leadership qualities that he have, and I compare him to Marc Messier. For me, the best leader in hockey when I was growing up, hearing folklore and stories about him, my thought is that you'll hear the same types of things about Johnny in years to come, and he's just scratching the surface of what he's going to accomplish. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see a statue of him out there alongside Makita and Hall in the future.
I totally agree with that. I think that's going to happen sooner rather than later. We were talking about Marian Hossa, 36 years old. People are saying he's old. He's not. But for hockey, what, you were 38, you said?
That's right, yeah.
But you were a little more physical than Marian Hossa.
A little bit. I didn't score nearly as many goals, though. But, yeah, I mean, for Hossa, he keeps himself in great shape.
But that's not old. I know in hockey terms, technically, but when you take care of your body and you're in great shape, 36 is hardly over the hill.
I know.
You don't even need cheating reading glasses at 36.
I agree. It's different if you say he's 39. Then I could understand the conversation. But 36, I think he's got two or three great years left in him. So, you know, and he's a special player. So I kind of get a little bit salty when we talk about age because I feel like guys can play until they're about 40.
Who's the oldest player playing right now currently?
Jaromír Jágr. I think he's 43. So
it just, man, that's so on the other side of where I am now. And it doesn't sound old to me.
That's great.
It doesn't. I wanted to talk to you also about Hat Trick. Both of these are available at the Blackhawks store. Did I hear that a new one just opened up too? And is it Old Orchard?
I'm not sure.
A new Blackhawks store?
I'm not sure, but I think that could be possible.
And
right.
Oak Brook, and of course,
yeah,
the
right.
Flagship store on Michigan Avenue. And yes, Old Orchard, I saw it on the news that it just opened up.
Perfect.
Also, yeah. Watching in between periods, someone brought up that the net needed to be bigger, and it was like watching the Brady Bunch. You had Eddie O in one little box, and I don't know if you were there. I thought you were there that night, but not commenting on it. And Eddie O kept interrupting, Liam, let me get my point in. Let me do it. And Eddie says, no way that we don't need bigger nets. I have one thing to say. You got Svedberg. How tall is that guy? Isn't he like 6'8"?
6'9", yeah.
All right. Players are bigger. Taller, bigger. You still don't need a bigger net.
No, I think that's messing with the integrity of the entire game. I completely agree with Eddie O in this respect. If anything, I would create, if you want to create more offense, coaches have done a wonderful job, masterful job, in fact, of slowing the game down and creating defensive schemes. I think, if anything, you create perhaps a lot of teams slow things down through the neutral zone. So without getting into too technical, what I would suggest is creating like a illegal defense through the neutral zone. So force two forwards instead of one to forecheck. That'll create more space in the neutral zone where the referee could literally call a whistle and maybe even perhaps call a penalty. But you know, messing with the size of the net and changing all these things, I think even the thought of reducing the goalie's equipment, I think, you know.
That's what Eddie said. He said the pads and everything have got, even the shorts, everything's gotten so much bigger.
Yeah, I think you got to, you know, decrease the size of the equipment on the goalies without compromising their safety. Obviously, the pucks are traveling a lot faster now, but there's got to be a, that would be a last resort, in my thought, is changing the size of the net, because now you can't really compare, you know, Bobby Orr to Duncan Keith,
right,
or the next generation, because at the end of the day, the nets are bigger. So I don't think that's a good idea.
And look at when Michael Jordan started flying through air, they didn't raise the height of the basketball hoop.
Exactly.
So why really would you change it?
I totally agree. I think that would be a huge mistake.
All right. Puck drop tonight. Is it 8:30? I think it's an 8:30 start. Edmonton Oilers, the last game to be played at that stadium. And the Hawks want it, and so does Edmonton. Your thoughts on tonight's game?
Well, the Hawks are not gonna be able to take the Edmonton Oilers lightly. They're a different team. They play more structured, obviously, defensively. They've been quite porous in the past defensively. But I think with Todd McLellan, they've shored things up, and they've been in virtually every game, although they have lost four of their last five. You know, I wouldn't take them lightly, and the Hawks certainly want to get off to a good start and keep riding that momentum that they've, you know, they played well in St. Louis. They played great again at home against Calgary, and now they're starting their road trip. And you always want to start with a win on a long road trip.
I can't wait till tonight, and it's a pleasure to meet you. Do you miss it at all?
Every day.
I thought you did. I can see that gleam in your eye, but you're old.
That's right. Thanks.
He's Jamal Mayers. Thank you so much for coming up. And one goal three, really, for a Blackhawks fan or someone who might be able to turn the corner and become a Blackhawks fan, get this book. It's available at all the Blackhawks stores, as we mentioned, the flagship store on Michigan Avenue, Oak Brook Center, and now in Old Orchard. And pick up Hat Trick. I'm telling you, that's what we're watching on Thanksgiving Day.
Absolutely. Some great, great stories in the book and unbelievable video behind the scenes action.
Love the behind the scenes. Thank you so much and continued success. I will keep watching you.
Great meeting you. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. It's Wendy Snyder at 720. It's WGN.